While it seems the glory days of renting movies in a store is in the past, there are still some video stores out there. River West Film and Video in Milwaukee is one that's been around since 1998. They have videos for rent, film supplies for hobbyists and filmmakers, and they operate River West Radio from their storefront window. But apart from the business doings, there's a lot more going on. It's a community for creative people and ideas. Amir Chakaroz is a documentary filmmaker living in Milwaukee. He teaches film production at Lake Forest College and the film department at UW-Milwaukee. His documentary about River West Film and Video will be featured at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week. Amir, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, Amir, what caught your eye about this River West video store and made you want to make a documentary about it?
Well, River West is the neighborhood of the video store, and I live in this neighborhood. And also, the owner of the radio store, the video store, is a longtime friend, Xavier Lapierre. So I was already familiar with that space. And then I realized that something is going on there, something big. And I said, why am I not documenting that? So I started to film it in 2013, and then I kept filming until 2015, and I said, that's enough. Now I can make a film about it.
And people might hear a video store, something big is going on. So what is that something big?
Well, I just realized that there's a people circulation is going on there. Like, what I mean is people from like different social groups, like different communities are coming there, putting their voice out there. And I just realized that this is something like uncommon, you know, and I just said it should be documented.
Want to listen to a clip that you shared with us from the documentary.
For the most part, people don't do things unless they're getting paid, right? You know, it's about money. Like, okay, well, how much money did we bring in? Like, people here are doing a lot of things and putting a lot of heart and soul in things, and they're not getting paid. They're doing it because they enjoy, you know, the creative process. You know, they enjoy seeing not only them personally create things, but watching other people create things. So I think that's really what makes it important to me.
So explain that clip to us.
So this is one of the programmers, Ian Powell. He is just talking about his opinion about radio station and about the store, how it is helpful for him.
And talk about River West Film as a creative hub, a place for people to come together to be creative, as he was talking about there.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have a chance to design their own program. And, you know, right now, when I start to make this film, it was like internet-based radio station, but they get their community radio license. Like right now, they have an FM license. Because of this, they have more regulations. So how can I say? I think they can choose what they can do. They don't have that much limitation about their creation. So this is what I can say.
So that's the radio side of River West. And talk about the old-fashioned video rental aspect of it. Do they have kind of a special collection that we might not have seen elsewhere?
Of course, yeah. There are very different type of collections. You're right. Yesterday, I just checked out Lars von Trier films, The Idiots. You cannot even find a copy, DVD copy, in the United States, like a kind of region-free copy. So, yes, there are like unusual films there you can check out.
And I understand this isn't just a place where people get movies to watch. It's also a place where people who want to make movies for fun or more seriously connect and actually get some of their gear.
So, yes, this store also sells some film equipment. So it's a good source for like local filmmakers who are familiar with filmmaking in Milwaukee should know this space.
Can you talk about some of the other key characters who appear in your documentary?
Well, I have like 4 or 5 main characters, and then also like maybe 10 or 15 like side characters, I would name them. So Xavier Lapierre, who is the owner of the radio station, and Rabbi Bradley, he's selling flour all around the city. and Paul Finger, he's a kind of one of the regular of the radio station, and Ian Powell, just you listen to his clip, he's a programmer, and also he lives in the neighborhood, and also one more person, I would say Georgie, he's also part of the community.
And I understand, as a documentary filmmaker, you like to put yourself not just behind the camera, but have yourself out there in front too, and kind of exposed a little bit, that documentary filmmakers aren't always.
Yeah, just that's kind of my, I would say, my style, my approach to filmmaking, because I feel like it is much more accessible, like this, accessible to my subjects. Like if you just observe what's going on there, I don't think that you get enough information. But when you pass in front of the camera, you start to part of what's going on. You can ask questions. So it makes me get more information about my subjects.
And talk about this space. You know, a lot of times people might just come in and out of a store and not think much about it. What did you learn from, you know, spending, like as you said, a couple of years filming this and really focusing in on this this community hub?
Well, I will say that never judge a book by its cover. From outside, it looks like a small store, but inside, it's that there's a huge, big world, like a different world there. You know, like, as I told you, like people coming from different places in Milwaukee, different social groups, like they're just expressing themselves there. It's much more than a video store and or a kind of radio station.
So, Amir, this is showing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. What do you have another project in the works now?
Well, that's actually just finished this like two weeks ago, and yes, I have some ideas, but nothing going on right now.
All right, Amir, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ramp.
We've been talking to Amir Chakaroz, a documentary filmmaker. He's based in Milwaukee. He teaches film production there at Lake Forest College and the film department of UW-Milwaukee. His documentary about River West Film and Video will be featured in the Wisconsin Film Fest this week.